Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. It was established as a preview event, but if initial public reaction is any indicator, it'll be here for a long time. Lights of the North Woods held their first event over the weekend at Hodag Park in Rhinelander. Volunteers placed 50,000 Christmas lights in Rhinelander's largest park. Group Vice President Sean Will says the public responded.
It was humbling. I mean, I'm running out of words to describe what it was like to see the amount of people that came out and supported us at Lights of the North Woods.
He details the turnout.
We put through over 3,000 vehicles, and we know that as a count of the number of people that went through the gate. And we had a couple buses, and we had a couple people come through single. So if we averaged 4 people per car, we put about 12,800 people through the park in a 4-day event. And that didn't include any of the pedestrians that walked the path as well. For food donations, an unbelievable amount. We met 2 tons of food, 4,178 pounds of food donated.
Will says the city gave permission to the group to keep a portion of the lights up for the time being. He says if you didn't get a chance to see the lights, you can still drive through Hodag Park. One observer Saturday evening saw cars backed up to nearly the downtown area along Thayer Street to get into the park. Will says this event was designed to prove that an event could be held next year, and it did that. Will says they're already planning the 2018 Lights of the North Woods event. And a spokesperson says a record 882,000 walleyes were stocked in key Wisconsin waters this past year as state, private, and tribal hatcheries continued with Wisconsin's Walleye Initiative funding. The initiative began in the 2013-15 budget and will continue through 2019. It has paid to upgrade state hatcheries and provided extra operating funds needed to grow larger fish on site. The idea is a larger size stock fish is more likely to survive to adulthood. The initiative also provided grants to upgrade 3 tribal hatcheries and 6 private facilities to meet the stocking demand statewide. The DNR's David Gietbach is Fish Culture's section chief. He says when the initiative began more than 4 years ago, the idea was to get more survivability after the hatchery, and that appears to be the case.
We measure success by looking for those animals in our surveys. Now that we started to do these stocking events, what we're looking for is a population of fish in these lakes and rivers where we did our stocking. So we'll be looking at metrics to measure those fish, the number that we get back, is there a spawning population, things like that. So, and also, you know, anglers, are we getting a catch for those locations?
Natural reproduction accounts for more than 80% of the walleye caught in Wisconsin. One of the key hatcheries in the program is the Art Emke State Fish Hatchery near Woodruff. Since the initiative began, more than 2.6 million walleyes have been stocked by the state and tribal hatcheries. And the Oneida County Law Enforcement Center is showing enough age that the county board this week had to act to prevent significant damage at the facility. The board authorized an emergency payment of $120,000 to replace large water heaters used at the jail. Facilities Director Luann Burnett says the center has 3 500-gallon, 1 million BTU hot water heaters, including showers, laundry, and kitchen. She says there's been a problem.
We've experienced a failure of one of the hot water heaters, causing the water to leak into a holding cell directly beneath the mechanical mezzanine. And upon further inspection, the other hot water heaters that were all installed when the building was built back in 1999 have issues. There's an additional small leak from one of the other hot water heaters, and the one that we thought to use as a backup, actually the burner pan is almost shot.
The board approved the money to get the water heaters replaced now, and they also approved spending an additional $30,000 to complete 5 broadband towers to improve internet service in the county. And how vehicles are purchased by the Vilas County Highway Department was questioned when it was learned this week some quotes came from phone calls to local dealers and others by sealed bid. Those bids were opened weeks earlier by employees without any public notice, and prior to the Highway Committee meeting, purchase of a pickup truck had staff phone local vendors and receive quotes and no information from the state-approved contract. When asked about not requiring sealed bids for equipment over $25,000, Vilas County Highway Commissioner Nick Schultes contacted County Corporation Counsel Jack Alberts for an opinion. He said he would look into it, and the committee postponed a decision. A triaxle truck had 5 sealed bids. These bids were opened December 5th by 2 employees who prepared a spreadsheet for the committee meeting. When asked why the bids were opened by staff without any public notice, the response was the Highway Committee established the policy. The committee approved purchase of the lowest of the 5 bids. Forecast for tonight, a 50% chance of snow with a low around 14. Winter weather advisory in the Lake Superior snow belt with 2 to 4 inches of snow. Thursday, snow likely in the morning with a high near 24. New snow accumulations about 2 to 3 inches. And for Friday, cloudy with a high near 24. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.